Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll address that after Barrett. We have something to address after Barrett.
Chesty buzz, man.
It's unbelievable.
He's back there now, like, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I didn't even do anything. I'm just trying to do a radio show here. We'll put that on pause. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Barrett Brooks with us now. The call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Barrett, you can see on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. Actually, all week on NBC Sports Philly. What's up, Barrett? Thanks for joining us, brother.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks a lot. How's everything going?
Barrett Brooks, the voice of reason over there.
Yeah,
NBC Sports, you know what I mean? Doing your thing, B. I love it.
It must have been nice on the post-game show yesterday, Barrett. It's been a few straight post-game shows where it hasn't been a real comfortable show for everybody. So it just seems like at least
yesterday.
Even though
we've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Even yesterday must have been a little bit easier on everyone.
Oh, I mean, you see why they sit me next to Michael. You know, they have me sit next to Michael because I'm the only one who can kind of give him straight, you know. I mean, he gets off on a tangent and it's over, you know. So I try to keep him in line, and then, you know, you got to have somebody split, you know, Reuben and Jaws, you know. That seems to be, you know, two conflicting stories right there also. So it's a great mix we have there, and we appreciate it. We're going to have you back on in a minute too, right?
I don't know, man. I got Jason over there, you know what I'm saying? There's no room for me over there.
The more the merrier, man. The more the merrier.
I don't know, man. That's a tiny desk, Barrett.
Yeah, it is.
You guys look crammed on there.
Yeah. You need a bigger desk. So, Barrett, if I were to, like, put you in a corner and say you had to pick one after yesterday's game, do you feel more okay, the Eagles are back, or are you like, that was just the Raiders, doesn't mean anything?
Well, you know what? I mean, I hate to say that I'm in alignment with your boy, but, I mean, I think you look at it, they play disciplined football. And when you play disciplined football, you can run the ball. That's basically what it was. Three penalties yesterday for 35 yards. They were averaging, 10 penalties the last three or four games? And that was the difference, more disciplined play. See, running the ball isn't about breaking 50-yard runs all the time. It's 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I won a Super Bowl because we ran the ball 100 times more than we passed the ball with the Steelers. Well, kind of same thing here. When you run the ball, a 3-yard run, a 4-yard run, it's not a bad run if you do it on first down. You know, if you do that two times in a row, then, you know, it's third and manageable. And that's where we weren't. We weren't in third and manageable any time, and that's why we had so many first downs. What, we had 20? Well, how many first downs do we have? 27 first downs? I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous for a team to be that successful on first down. So I just think it more disciplined play led to, you know, us winning the game convincingly like that.
From an old lineman standpoint, B, what were they doing that sort of got them in, I guess, bad positions to where – I know it wasn't always the offensive lineman where you get some of these penalties, but the holding calls, formation situations, things of that nature seemingly held us back over the last 3 weeks. Yesterday, it didn't seem like we had any of those issues.
Well, it's just discipline, man. Guys jumping offside. Come on, man. It doesn't take any talent to jump offside. You know the snap count. You know where the play is going. So why are you jumping offside? Now, that's for me, you know, when I'm saying this as a retired offensive lineman, I had plenty of flags thrown at me. But, you know, if that's the basis of playing football, guys know that you're not supposed to cover up a goal line tight end. Well, that's what I call, you know, when you bring in a heavy tank, you can't cover him up. Now, as a receiver, you got to know that. Those type of mistakes were just happening all the time. They had no discipline. The lack of discipline was crazy. I always said that they had the best roster in the NFL. And everybody's like, are they really? Are they really? No, Jalen is still one of the best quarterbacks. A.J. Brown is still one of the best wide receivers. Saquon Barkley is still one of the best running backs. But the discipline that we did not show on the offensive side of the ball always put us in third and long. And there's only so many plays you can run with third and 12, third and 10. You know, that playbook isn't open as much as, you know, people would like to think.
Barrett, how much does it help when Jalen runs the ball 7-8 times a game like he did yesterday?
That's plus one. Now you have, now the offense has, I mean, the defense has, they have to defend all 11 players now. Now, when you have a quarterback just hands the ball off, then they don't have to worry about them. You have to send a spy technique with them. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You don't have to respect the backside. You can crash the backside, you know, on defense. All those things predicate you worrying about that plus one and Jalen. And Jalen showed yesterday, all right, I'm all right. Everybody want to see me run. I'm going to run now. They called some call runs. But I think the biggest thing, when he didn't see it down the field, he went and ran for a first down. Now, from this point on, the Commanders are looking at, man, he's starting to run now. Now we got to account for him. So they're going to call defenses differently now. So him being there in that plus one really gives defensive coordinators a reason not to sleep well, because now we have a total offense that are you know, to display to the rest of the NFL because he's doing that.
When the offense is running the ball, big fella, I just want to know the mindset that puts O-linemen in, right? And at what point do you go to the coach and you're saying, let's keep doing this. Don't change it up. Let's keep doing this.
Come on, coach. You got to let me choke somebody. We ain't choking nobody right now. Right now, we're backing up. I'm tired of backing up, coach. It's time to go forward. It's time to hit somebody in the mouth. Get your neck roll out. Let's roll off the ball. Put our hands on people. That's the mindset those big fellas want. When you're playing back, you got to look at this, Ike. You ran a 4-5. Not even 6 years ago, you ran a 4-5.
Yep.
I'm an offensive lineman. I run a 5-flat. You can outrun me if we're going straight ahead all day long and twice on Sunday. But if you got me going backwards and I'm trying to block you, that's even worse. So you want to come off the ball and hit him in the mouth first. That's what you want as an offensive lineman. You want to put your hands on somebody. And that's what we got back to yesterday.
Do you think this – I know the end of the year they're not going to be ranked as high. But is it possible at the end of the year we could feel like this defense is better than last year's defense?
I think so, because all these young guys that are playing the way they're playing another year under their belt, they're just getting better. How about this? We got a first-rounder, a linebacker, first-rounder, sitting on the bench right now. Now, I mean, I've never – that's almost unheard of in Philadelphia when you have that much talent sitting on the bench. So, yeah, is this team better? I mean, the linebackers I know – are playing at the level they were last year, which allowed us to do those things. But now you have guys like Big Davis stepping up. I mean, we're talking about a mountain of a man now becoming one of the best three techniques or nose guards in the NFL. You got a cornerback, you know, both the cornerbacks, you know, the slot and outside are playing like they're Pro Bowlers. They were fresh and new last year. It's just the maturity of being one more year into this, you know, this defense of Vic Fangio. And he's got these guys playing at a great level. There wasn't anything called special yesterday. They just flat out whooped the guys in front of them.
Yeah.
All right, Barrett. We appreciate it, man. A lot of energy from you.
Yeah, fired up,
man.
Fired up.
I like it.
He started talking about choking people out.
Yeah.
He got excited.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. And, you know, you say controlling Michael B., the guy to my left, also has some experience in that. So if you ever need any pointers, Ike did it for a few years as well. So, all right, Barrett. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, bro.
And don't tell that guy, man. Don't tell the guy. I'm not even going to say that. Don't tell the guy that I was kind of in agreement with him. About, you know, the lack of penalties, you know. I don't want him to be walking around already.
Oh, Elliot.
Elliot. Come on, Elliot.
One wants to be on Elliot's side.
No.
Don't
we
say,
won't.
Hey,
that's trust
name
me.
What I'm supposed to say, man. What I'm going to show you, you're supposed to say his name, man.
All right. Okay, Elliot. I mean, Barrett. Hi, Barrett. See you, man. There he is, the great Barrett Brooks. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. The defense was... like, he mentioned the young guys. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I heard Jalix Hunt's name on the broadcast, which is incredible. The fact that he's going to end up really being a player, which he is. He was a third-round pick out of a school, Texas Southern. Is that where he came from?
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a Christian in there somewhere.
Houston Baptist, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah, there it is, yeah. And Nolan Smith had a good game yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's only been in fits and starts. Brandon Graham had two sacks yesterday.
BG.
You know, again.
Happy for BG, man.
Yes. You could see it in his face that he wants to be out there, you know. And Barrett said about the linebackers. The N'Kobe Dean has been a guy that looks like he's been on a mission.
Monster.
And then it seemed like it had been a few weeks since we had heard Zach Bond's name. Mm-hmm. But he ends up with I can't remember, just talking about a complete defensive effort, I can't remember the Raiders breaking a tackle.
No, Bowers didn't have a big day.
No. Not one player. I can't remember one player breaking a tackle. I think they only had 42 offensive plays.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we didn't even mention a guy who was certainly the most improved player over there this year, but is also in the argument for the best defensive player on the team. That's Jordan Davis.
Yeah. Yep.
With another solid game yesterday, hearing his name around the football in the run game. I think I saw something where he's already surpassed his total snaps from last year.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and he still got three games left to go.
And it doesn't look like he's slowing down.
And so
he had a dead spot in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But
he seemingly has kept that weight off and still has the energy, and we need him. With Jalen Carter out right now, we need Jordan Davis. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Jordan Davis, man. Jordan Davis has that fifth year that he's already locked into.
You know,
I mean, do they want to just extend him this offseason, or do you let him play his fifth year out?
I know this sounds crazy, but you've asked the question before.
Mm-hmm.
Does the way the defensive line is performing without their best player make you rethink the contract that you give him?
I certainly am a little hesitant to do
Jalen Carter right now. Yeah.
I mean, and good thing is you don't have to do it right now.
No, but you know they'll be looking for it.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
And he's a Rosenhaus guy.
No, he is. Yeah. I mean, listen, if they're pushing it, I would imagine the Eagles would probably be inclined to do it. I just don't know how much it's going to be. It's hard for me to tell. He's not coming off an All-Pro year.
Yeah.
And he's injured. It's hard for me to believe they're going to make him the highest paid defensive player in football if this season doesn't end up being somewhat of a productive year for him.
If my prediction is that they're going to give him the biggest contract for anybody at his position, it'll be interesting to think about when we see the other moves that they make or don't make.
Because that impacts the other moves.
Whether N'Kobe Dean is gone because of it, or Jalen Phillips is gone because of it, or, you know.
So if I told you, if you wait to pay Jalen Carter, you'll be able to re-sign some of these other guys. Like N'Kobe Dean.
Yeah, I would do it.
You would wait to sign
him. I would wait to sign him. I just don't think they're going to. It hasn't been their M.O.
If it means losing N'Kobe?
It just hasn't been their M.O. It hasn't been their M.O. not to sign the guy a year early. They always sign him a year early if they're going to keep him. I think what the Eagles...
Well, Jordan Davis has played his way in.
Yeah, but he's not Jalen Carter. Here's what I would say.
Okay, Jalen Carter's had one great year.
What I think the Eagles will do is they'll say to themselves, are we really going to let Jalen Carter go? And they would answer themselves no. So is it better that we sign him this year or next year? Because if we sign him this year, then in 3 years this contract looks better than if we wait a year.
I get all that.
That's why I think
they'll do it. All I'm saying is you sacrifice other players
to do it.
And I wonder how good the team is.
Yes.
Because unless he's going to be a player that is going to be a dominant player, the defense is impacted.
And we've only seen him dominant for 1 year. Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah.
And you still got two receivers that make $30 million.
For now. Yep.
Well, okay.
Yep. That's part of it, too.
Yeah, you got a running back that makes $20 million.
Yep. Actually, 30, I think, right?
Saquon?
Well, they gave him
20.
They gave him he was 10 a year when they signed him, and then they gave him an extra $40 million over the next 2 years. So
to make it 20. I think they made him the highest-paid running back at 20 a year.
A 20 a year?
Yeah, 20
a year. All right.
Well, and then Coop's contract after next year.
And Quinyon.
And Quinyon.
Well, yeah. Quinyon, can't they wait the extra year? Because
that's what we're saying about Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
And to Spike's point, they want to do
it. They don't usually do that. Yeah.
But those are two big guys.
Yeah.
That they're going to have to
Coop's not going to cost as much. Not if he's a slot corner.
He's more than a slot corner.
Yeah, they'll look at the comps across the league.
Yeah, I don't think they can do that.
There's a lot to discuss. Yeah. All right, 215.
Yeah, I don't know if they can do that.
215.
Pay him like a nickel corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
he's
think.
Not, he's,
I don't think they can do that.
And he's not. Would he accept nickel corner money?
Well, what's he going to get paid in the open market? That's
Cooper DeJean as an open free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, somebody's panning. And guess what? They don't have a fifth year on him.
Exactly.
Oh, because of second round.
He's a second round pick.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Big Brother Tone, you're on WIP.
Oh, he's back.
What's up, Big Brother Tone?
That's brother with an A.
Dude, family. What's going on, family?
What's up, Big Brother Tone?
Chilling, man. Listen, Spike. I'm calling for you.
Okay.
Finally.
The first time that I called for you, you know, you had me on the positivity pledge, right?
Okay. Oh, yes.
You come into the day, and you like, well, it was just the Raiders. I don't care if we are playing a semi-pro team that practice at a rec center. You step between those lines, you are meat. What you call it? Meat snacks. What you call it? Meat snacks.
Meat snacks.
Meat snacks. Meat snacks.
Deep
right.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the little
Y'all
giant.
I just butchered my whole
yeah.
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 I don't care. Like, we got to stay on this positive thing. So every time that I call.
I'm with you. Yeah.
And not that I'm calling a lot, because I do work. And I work in the field, and he's waiting. So anytime that I call, I'm going to say, are we talking a positive Spike or negative Spike?
Well, if I was placing bets,
yeah.
Maybe it's negative
yeah.
Spike. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a betting man.
Who are you talking to today?
Today? Realistic Spike. I'm not negative.
He hasn't been negative.
Man. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy they won, but I'm just I'm feeling a lot of even Gilio today was like, you know, I could see the Super Bowl now, and I'm just thinking they barely played a professional football team yesterday. I'm happy they won. I'd rather they win that way than the ugly way that pisses us off. I'm not angry about it or anything, but I'm just not. I'm not there.
Wake us up after Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
Right. And you don't have to be, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
A win is a win. Sometimes when you're in a slump, a layup is all you need to get hot.
Absolutely. 100. Sometimes you just need to see the ball go through the rim. As they say.
Oh, we're talking about basketball.
We're calling slump busters?
Yeah.
No, you know, we're kind of comparing the sports, but you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
So, you know, for me, this was a layup. All right, so what? They're getting beat up. But isn't this a weird season? I mean, we got teams that was trash for like the last 10 years, all of a sudden, you know, peaking. And then we got teams that have been winning Super Bowls, not making the playoffs? That's crazy to me. And I kind of bring up that point just to see what you guys think about this. Do you? And I think I caught a call. I think it was Corey. I don't remember, but the tail end, he was saying something like, do you think they sitting coy, you know, just kind of playing a generic style of football before they kind of turn it up? Because I kind of look at the maturity of a football team, and I always say, you win early, you lose late. You lose early, you win late. And I kind of think these losses came, like, at the right time to kind of catapult us into the playoffs. And these next four games is kind of, you know, because I don't know if you know this, but like their offense looks a little bit different. And what I mean by that is, you know, KP is kind of opening up a little bit. And I'm like, wasn't he the passing coordinator?
Now well, you hold on, elevated. Hold on, tone. No.
Yeah.
If your original question is, do we think they're playing coy just until they get into the playoffs and not showing anything? No. They were.
Is that the whole team, or is this you?
What's that? There's no way Ike agrees or Jack agrees that they were just playing coy.
No.
And they, okay. Maybe okay. If okay. they were 11-1 and right. they were beating the hell out of teams, and we thought maybe they were holding a little back for the playoffs. That's one thing. When you're on a 3-game losing streak, you fall into the third seed after having the one seed sort of being in your sights. The people nationally are talking about benching the quarterback. That's not the team that can hold anything back. So I don't think so. I think they were just playing bad. You know, I think they were playing bad, and yesterday they played well. I just don't think they're good enough this year to be doing that, to be, you know, holding stuff back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's why I just wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit, because I'm like, KT used to be, you know, the passer coordinator, and all of a sudden you get elevated to an OC, and you don't know how to put a passing game together.
So we're not going to do this, are we?
Is that the decline of the players, or like him just not being able to make that jump to the OC spot?
No, I think they wanted to run some different things, that Jalen might not have been as comfortable with, and they tried that for a while, and it didn't necessarily click. So now they're going back to doing things that Jalen is a little more comfortable with. To your point about it being the Raiders, I don't know if that works against a better defense.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A better team, you may have to do a little more. They didn't need to do a whole lot to beat the Raiders, if we're being honest.
No, I think the most important thing from yesterday is they played a clean football
yes,
game.
It is. And I agree.
And I think hopefully it showed them, look, we don't need to be the running offense of last year mm-hmm. to win. Look, at some point they're going to need to score points.
Sure.
Right? And
yep.
they scored. But ultimately, if they do not have the penalties, it gives them some give on how successful the run game actually needs to be. And the other thing I'd say on that is the more rushes you get, the more chance you have of breaking one. Mm-hmm. And you're putting yourself in those third and nines and the third and 12s because you have a five-yard holding penalty when you've had 2-3-yard runs. Like that is taking away your opportunity to do so. So I think if they can play cleanly, it gives them the opportunity to win as a defense-first football team. Whereas last year I thought they were a great defense. I thought they were a run first. I thought that was the defining thing of the football team was their mm-hmm. running game.
Yeah.
But I think if they can play cleanly on offense, they could be a team where the defense is what defines them.
Sure.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and they're still going to have to make plays offensively. My whole thing is don't abandon what has gotten you here. And that's the thing I was arguing with Elliot about last week, and I'll continue to argue. I'll argue with Hugh about it as well, is that this idea that you want the offense to evolve, theoretically, sure, that's what you want. You would love to see the offense evolve. Jalen's been here 6 years. They've sort of been in the same system under Nick Sirianni. The development there by now in the 6th year. It hasn't. So don't be ashamed to win the way that you've been winning in years past. You've always been a run first team. It's not a slight to Jalen. He's a quarterback that thrives better when he has a good running game.
Yes.
When he has a good running game, then he can do his play action. He can do his thing. But he's never been a quarterback in this league or any other league for that matter. Alabama, he had a ton of talent around him. You let that work in your favor. He's never been the guy, put the team on his back, lead you with his arm by throwing. That's not how he leads, by throwing. He leads by winning winning plays.
I think one of the things that must have been difficult for the coaching staff is when they weren't playing well and moving the ball, and people were blaming their simple offensive.
Yes.
And you can't react to that. You have to be bigger than that. But when they're doing the simple offense thing that has worked for Jalen, and it's not working because of things beyond their control.
Playing better defenses.
Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff.
And
they
get out there and they're like, well, we can do it. You know, like I'd hate to think that it was a personal thing to go out there and run a bunch of crossing patterns and all of that stuff. But I on some level, I think it might have been to show people that they understand how to do that.
Oh, I definitely believe that's what Monday was.
I think it had to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, but hey, we're not morons, you know? Stop calling us morons, you know? All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will hear Coach's message to the team after the game. We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us tonight at 6 o'clock for the Jordan Mailata Show with me and Elliot. Then 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest, Cam Juergens. Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man, winter hits fast. Snow, ice, wind. Don't wait for something on your home to fail. Call my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They've got lifetime warranty roofing, siding, and American-made Provia and Anderson windows and doors. From Philly to the Jersey Shore, Emmons is a platinum Owens Corning contractor. My goodness. It means Owens Corning warranties. Made a FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Are we still going? Are we on the air? There's no better roof than Owens Corning Roof by Emmons Roofing and Siding. Financing available. Go to callemmons.com or call 833-4-EMMONS and tell them Ike sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who I'm still alive. I'm still alive. It's a WIP Afternoon Show.
They saved the season yesterday.
What's that?
They saved the season yesterday.
They did. They are still alive. There is your first that's Pearl Jam.
They're kind of similar.
Not really.
Well, they have the same, like...
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but Eddie Vedder sort of... There were a lot of singers after him who sounded like him.
Yeah, it was the 90s sound.
I'm just trying to protect you from the Pearl Jam lunatics who are going to get very mad you say that Creed... is the same as Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I mean, they are...
Pearl Jam is... Yeah, I know. I understand. Creed's in, like, the Nickelback category, but you're also talking to a Nickelback fan.
Right, but Pearl Jam's not
They
that.
Think they're above Nickelback.
Pearl Jam's one of the greatest American rock bands of all time.
And I totally agree.
Yeah, all right.
But so is Creed.
So there... Okay. There is... There's your 430 90s, the first one to actually feature a song from the 90s.
So should this... We got to find our rhythm with 430 90s. You know, yes. We got to go back and forth. Sometimes we go 90s rock, 90s R&B.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Hip hop. Yeah, there's a lot.
Mix
there.
It up.
I'm glad we're going 90s.
Yeah, keep us surprising. Yeah, keep surprising us. I didn't know that was coming in.
Well, he doesn't have my concern for you.
Interesting.
I don't think you have that deep a bag in the 90s.
Am I being challenged?
You're being challenged a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like Dombrowski saying that Price is no longer an elite player.
Yeah, I want you to. I know they're like. 20 grunge songs you can pick from.
You're so full of it. I think I'm actually more a music head than you think. I think you're a little surprised by my music taste.
I don't think so, Jim.
Yeah, I got a lot of bag.
Yeah.
There's a bag.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You're not a bigger music head than I give you credit for. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville is Thursday night. Ray Dinger will be there, sign the Eagles Encyclopedia, food, drinks there as well. That is Thursday night. The Twitter question is, which do you feel more today, excited the Eagles are back or meh, it's just the Raiders? 56% say meh, it's just the Raiders.
How much?
56%.
Are we going to address the buzz situation?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you want to address it now or before? So, you know, sometimes when Buzz talks, you can't hear him. We can just hear him. And oftentimes we'll be talking to Buzz as we are coming back from break. At this point, we were debating whether the player that the Phillies just signed is Adolis Garcia or Adolis Garcia. Buzz was firm in his stance, and I, at one point, because we were just 4 seconds away from coming back on air, said, "Shut up, Buzz." And what did Buzz continue to do?
Talk.
He kept talking.
He can't stop.
After I told everybody heard me tell him to stop talking because I had to talk on the air, he pressed the button again and had to get something in there again.
He can't get out.
So I had to, and that's always been his problem.
Yeah.
How many kids is he going to end up with because of that problem?
I
that
know.
Is the one. So I told him to shut up. He didn't shut up. So I had to scream at him in front of everybody here at Chickies. Buzz, shut up.
It was a charming Buzz, shut up, though.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
I don't know if Buzz agrees. Buzz was also camping in West Virginia last week.
Okay.
Which I think is an interesting factoid. I didn't really picture him as an outdoorsman.
Real quick, Buzz, when you had to go number two, where'd you go?
We weren't actually camping. This is classic Jack getting, like, two facts and running with it.
What I do when I read articles, too.
Yeah, it was a yurt with full plumbing.
Ooh, I like a good yurt.
Oh, well, that's fraudulent. Then.
Yeah, well, it's clamping.
Right. Well, I never said it was camping. Jack said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised you were outdoors. You don't seem like an outdoorsman.
No, not at all. You seem like you get bitten by bugs a lot. Like you're one of those people.
Oh, a huge
that's
bug.
Cover
yeah.
yourself in off, right? Am
yeah,
I right?
Not in December, fortunately. So that's why I went outdoors now.
Okay.
Just has mosquito bites all over
the place. Just all over.
Oh, yeah.
He comes back from it. His face is all.
Dude, the amount of poison ivy young Buzz has.
Oh, just tons of poison ivy. Even when he stays inside. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Buzz has the ESP disease. And he's got hit
Buzz has
first.
What?
ESP Say disease. Again.
Why?
ESPN. Well, he's got to get the last word in. He can't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Buzz and ESP, similar.
Yep.
I watched the game. Just for the reason so I qualify.
Very
I qualify.
Good, very good. All right. Thank you.
And, you know, I'm surprised when you get guys call up and go, oh, my great-grandfather had season tickets at when they used to play on a dirt field in Westchester, you know, to qualify their credentials. All right. I'm happy with what happened Sunday.
Okay.
I'm extremely happy. They cleaned a lot of stuff up. I'm not saying that Elliott was correct. I'm not vouching for what you said. Spike, that Elliott was maybe correct. But we're all football guys, right, Ike? Spike?
That's right. That's right.
And baseball guy? Fritz?
Yep, he's
we
over
know.
Oh,
they,
locked
if,
in, yeah.
Right, locked in. Who's cleaning up this year? Anyway, if they stay on schedule, if they don't get penalties, if they're not always backing up because of bad play calling and sacks, et cetera, it's a lot easier to get those 10 yards when 9 times out of 10 we're going to use fourth down if we're within, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet. So they played clean, and that's why that offense looked so great yesterday. And we didn't pass the ball a lot. That's another reason why that offense looked great yesterday. And when he was forced to – or when Jalen threw off schedule, meaning nobody was waiting for him to pass on 3rd and 12, then – he was much more efficient, so it looked great yesterday. Caveat, we played a team that would probably lose to the Indiana Hoosiers yesterday. Right? I mean, and maybe Corey's Ohio State team might be able to play and you know, cover a minus 10, but they'd probably lose. If it was plus 10 Ohio State, they might still lose that game. But in the grand scheme of things, it looked great yesterday. I need the rest of the season to look like this. I know we have one real test, which is Buffalo.
Yep.
But if they carry this on, if they don't, if the tackle's not lined up in the backfield, like we were getting these stupid non-motion penalties where they couldn't even line up right the last two or three weeks when we lost games. So, yeah, they cleaned a lot of stuff up, and it makes the offense a lot easier. So, and the defense doing what they did. They had a couple bad games. They went back on schedule. I hate to say what you guys said was that, you know, we love Jordan, but this defensive line looks good. 55 looked good up in the center defensive tackle.
Yesterday. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. BG was out there in the middle of that defense. And
yeah. Thank you for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You use all that speed to get around the edge. You can use your quickness inside.
Yes.
And he's quicker than most of those guards in there. So
I have to wonder if they're going into this game, and one of the reasons they were able to play so cleanly is knowing that the Raiders aren't good. Like, we were talking about some of the false start penalties happening because you're worried about beating your guy or trying to get an edge or those sorts of things. I wonder if a game like this settles them down because they know they're better than the other team. And you know, and they like that is one thing I think they can take from this game is what it feels like to have a penalty-free game, like what those reps feel like, what they felt like in that moment, because the penalties – you don't find a ton of teams. I was going through it last week, or 2 weeks ago, after we talked about how many penalties they had, and I looked at the Rams. You don't find a ton of teams going out and winning the Super Bowl when they are one of the five most penalized teams in the NFL.
Right.
You can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard
you know,
to do.
It's really hard to do, especially when your offense is not so high-flying that you're making up for
and
all
those
things.
Overcoming all that stuff, yeah.
215-592-9494. So you have 10 shopping days, I think. 8 shopping days until Christmas.
8 Hanukkah, sounds right.
Hanukkah begins today. Look, if you're going to get your pets a gift, which in my home, the dogs get Christmas presents. You got to get to Dogs and Cats Rule. Look, they're going to see you opening up your presents, and they're going to wonder, where's my treats? Where's my toys? Well, Dogs and Cats Rule has all that stuff. They also have, you know, it's cold out. I had to put the coats on the dogs today when I took them out for a walk. They have coats, fashionable coats. They got sweaters. They got fleeces, whatever you need. And while you're there, make sure you're feeding your dog or your cat the right stuff. Dogs and Cats Rule has all the best stuff, but not only that. Because of the lead dog, George Perenni, and the staff he puts in all 7 locations, they are there to help you make the right choice. Patient, informed, the best staff you're going to find anywhere. As I mentioned, 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.bet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Rob in Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up,
Rob?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I want to end with a Phil's point, ripping the signing a little bit, but I'll start out with the birds, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Here's about, realistically, 10 to 12 teams that can win it this year. And that's why I feel good about the Eagles, because look how quickly things change. Kansas City went from going for a three-peat to us kicking their rear ends in the Super Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, they don't make the playoffs. Their franchise quarterback blows out his knee. And I'm telling you right now, they will not win another Super Bowl. They had a tremendous run, but their run is over. But that just shows you how quickly things can change. You know what I mean? How quickly things can change. And that's why I don't want us to waste this opportunity. I thought we went through a big, rough stretch. But you know what? There's no reason we get in that dance, Ike, Mike, and Jack, that we can't do it again.
That's right.
You know? I wanted to, Ike, because you know how quickly, like I just said, things can change. How quickly things can change, you know?
Listen, I saw the Giants with two. I don't know if both those teams were 9-7. I know the first team was 9-7 going in.
With Eli,
they got hot in the playoffs and won 2 Super Bowls. Yeah.
Right.
You can do it.
Got in the dance, took advantage of the opportunity, and listen, if we can get back again and go back to 4-8 years or whatever it is, 4-9, whatever it is.
4-9, man, break, yeah.
Yeah, listen, jump on it. And listen, I'm going to go down with the ship, all right? I'm going to say we're going to win the Super Bowl until somebody steps on our neck or until somebody eliminates us. So that's how I feel. You know, born and raised in Southwest Philly, now Delco boys, you know, I'm just going to ride and die with them until either somebody eliminates us or we're still playing, you know. So that's how I feel. And listen, I got a message for Dumbo Dombrowski, okay?
Oh, boy.
You know who we got? We went from a guy in right field who likes to have his shirt unbuttoned. Now we got another guy who likes to have his shirt unbuttoned. That's all we did. Don't we have enough guys that strike out and can't hit their weight? I don't think this guy can bat his weight. So it's just another Max Kepler on steroids. Because the guy's bulky. The guy's big. But that's all he is. I'm not impressed at all with this signing. And that's why I love
it. Wait till you see him play right field.
that's great. You know, how many times are you going to throw out a player on the base pass compared to getting in that bat, you know, with guys in scoring position, Jack? You know what I mean? Come on.
Yeah. I just think, Rob.
You know what I mean? We're going to go through the whole season and we're going to strike out again. You know?
Yeah, but it gives you a shot to hit a big home run.
Well, Rob, here's
a right-handed bat.
Now he's a right-handed bat.
My take on the Garcia signing is they better have something else in their in their back pocket.
Batting sixth is fine. Batting fourth is an issue.
I just cannot. I cannot convince myself they're going to win a World Series with an outfield of Garcia, Marsh, and Crawford.
Is now, Bader enough?
It feels better.
It feels better. I agree.
It feels better.
And you flip Marsh for something?
Yes, it feels better.
But man, so they're going to sign. They signed Garcia. Mm-hmm. They're going to sign JT whenever he says yes.
So what is he waiting on?
I don't know what he's waiting on. I think he's going to be back this week. JT will be back this week.
What is he waiting on?
But it's going to go 35-year-old catcher, 33-year-old first baseman, Stott, 32-year-old Trey.
Yep.
Adelise.
Is 32.
Yep. If they re-sign Bader.
He's 32.
32.
Yeah.
Crawford, Kemp, Painter in the rotation. And then Schwarber, 33. It's pretty old.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty old. Hey, a lot of experience though. Is it gonna bring a tear to your eye seeing a number 53 playing right field for the Phillies again?
Who was the last 53?
Bobby Abreu.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, how's that for a deep cut?
Oh, jeez.
He'll run into the wall though.
Garcia will.
Yeah.
They better have something stashed away.
Did you like
there
that?
Better be a rabbit out of the hat. There better be a Bregman or a.
You want to get pregnant?
I'm fine with Bregnant, you say?
Yeah.
You are.
So what's the podcast that Rube and Jim Salisbury and
the
Philly
show.
Todd Zalecki are on?
The second best Phillies podcast.
Yeah. I didn't mean to, no slight towards you or anything.
We're just fans, though.
Well, I didn't see their podcast in the top 10 podcasts in the country.
Well, that was just voted by one person.
Yeah,
We don't need facts. You don't need facts.
Legitimately one guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
The point I was making
is
that Rube brought up the idea that the Phillies are going to make a move or two. They have to. My question is, because he brought this up as part of his equation, is are they making a move just to make a move, or are you making a significant move? Is there an upgrade?
Because if you go from Castellanos to Garcia, it's kind of just
– it's just. You got a better defender, but you got the same hitter.
Sure. Yes.
By the way, you're spending $30 million on right field next year.
Yes.
Yeah, because 20 on the guy who's not there.
Not there.
And 10 on
him. And we'll see how much gets eaten or if they'd have to release him.
Yeah.
But, yes. It's tough.
Could you give up Stott and Bohm?
Depends what you're putting back in there, though.
Who will go to second?
Well,
you'd rather have Kemp as second or third?
A third.
You ran that in the third. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shorter throw.
Honestly,
I like range.
Honestly, him playing the infield is.
He was playing with a busted up kneecap last year.
He's not an infielder.
Well, he's not an trade
infielder.
He is.
He's not an infielder. I got to keep you honest, Fritz.
And we want to put him in third?
With the healthy kneecap? Yeah.
Is he throwing with his kneecaps?
It wasn't the throws that were all the issue last year. He couldn't bend. He had no bend. Sosa. By the way, Sosa and Garcia very close. So that's
okay.
Good.
Great.
Yeah.
How's it making?
We all love Edmundo Sosa.
He's not playing every day.
He's not an everyday player.
Yes.
It's like me.
They need
You know, you start Ike Reese 16 games, everybody be like, man, get his ass out of here.
But two fan favorites.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? If there's a sub role in there and I can have a sub package, you get the best of Ike Reese.
I'm getting pissed off at the Phillies now.
Exactly.
They better have another move.
Wait till Bones batting fourth.
They better have another move.
Bones not going to be on the team.
You said that last year.
What do you want to bet?
You said it last year.
What do you want to bet?
Well, because here's the thing. They're not going to trade for someone that's better than Bone.
Probably not.
Right.
Because they view it more as a stopgap for eight.
They just don't want to pay his $9 million.
It might be up to 11 this year.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll give a guy in right field 10 for what?
Right. Well, remember, they have a kink for giving old outfielders who aren't good anymore $10 million. Whit Merrifield got 8. Max Kepler got 10. You know, with inflation or whatever, our useless outfielder next year is going to make $12 million.
We're getting close to Trout territory. Yeah. We keep going down. We keep going down this path.
The
center fielder he's trying to sell everyone on last week.
Which?
Hits 220 as well.
Who?
The fast little guy from Houston who has no arm.
Jake Myers?
Yes.
At 292 last year.
Yes. And what about the year before that and the year before that?
He's a little slappy.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not, first off, not trying to sell you.
You were trying to sell me.
I'm trying to show you the positives.
Okay.
Or even right. Trying to convince yourself.
Yeah.
No one better. I've been watching Garcia's at bats so far today.
Yeah.
Full game context.
Look good.
He works on 3-2 counts.
Oh, okay. So did Casty if you watch enough games.
I don't know. I haven't seen a ball that he swung in the dirt yet.
You know, I just know that Casty got the two biggest hits in the playoffs last year.
Well, JT got one of them.
Okay, one of the then Casty got two of the three.
Oh, so no Schwarber home runs count for your narrative?
Yeah, we don't win game three without that.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, yeah.
What was the final score of that
8
game?
To nothing.
Well, hold on, he hit the first home run.
Yeah.
He hit the first
He's home a front run. Runner.
No.
Casty. Well,
Bryce got his. Did Bryce get one in that night?
Bryce hit opposite field double after the Schwarber home.
Yeah.
Once the pressure was down a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Jack, top 5 of 5 is coming
whatever.
Up.
We're going to give game balls.
We're giving game balls out, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, is everyone huddled around?
I know who's the number one guy.
Yeah? What, is he? Is he? I got a surprise game ball for everyone.
Really?
Coming very high on my list.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I know who it is.
All right.
I'm going to write it down.
All right.
Okay.
Like Jeopardy?
Yes, like Final Jeopardy? Yeah. Yes. All right, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.